Well, we need somebody who can hit the ground running.
You strike me as the type of guy who knows how to hit the ground running.
He'll hit the ground running?
I want him to hit the ground running.
I'm going to hit the ground running.
Let's get started.
Come on, lazy bones. Time to get moving.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson starts now.
It's Friday.
Oh, good morning. We did it. We made it another week. Congratulations.
Woo. After last night, too.
Yeah.
It's a hard one. But, man, it was fun.
Yeah. 606, John, Monroe, and Jackson, thank you for waking up with us. A high today of 40. It's a balmy 40 today.
Balmy.
Yeah, it's going to be so lovely.
Nice.
It's definitely short weather. We were up late last night, to say the least. We had night number one of Festival House, which we're throwing up in Park City. Madison Beer, The Struts, both performed.
Jackson and Madison totally had a moment.
Instant
best friends.
Yeah.
She is my new best friend. Okay, so I am going to be honest with you. I hadn't heard of Madison Beer until earlier this week when we announced that she was performing at Festival House.
Yeah.
So I instantly fell in love with her music because she does really great pop music. I'm a big pop music guy.
Yeah.
And so we're up there and I'm jamming out. And then she does a cover of Britney Spears' Toxic. And I was like, oh, well, I'm a fan forever because I love Britney Spears.
Uh-huh.
I love Toxic. It's probably my favorite of Britney's music. And I fell apart. So, like, I asked her for a selfie and we sat there. We chatted for a little while. And then we got onto the topic of RuPaul's Drag Race. And
sure.
I was like, okay, of course. Of course you love Britney and RuPaul because you're my new best friend.
And she had this tiny little puppy with her.
Was it a Pomeranian?
Was cute. Yeah, his name was Zero.
Of course it was.
I saw this dog from across the room, and I'm, you know, dog guy.
Yeah.
So I instantly was like, ooh, I'm going to sneak over there. Snuck all the way through the crowd just to go pet this dog. Didn't know it was Madison's until she got off the stage and picked it up. I'm like, oh, of course she's got a cute dog, too.
Nice. You can see photos. We have them up on Facebook. We have them up on Instagram, on Twitter. It's all Mix1051 Utah. She had a song. We're talking about Madison Beer, who performed last night, that she wrote about Tyler Durden. And if you're going, who is that? That is the Brad Pitt character from Fight Club.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's who she was singing. She has a love song that she wrote about him.
Yeah, because you know how, spoiler alert, Tyler Durden isn't real.
Yeah.
He's a fantasy.
Yeah.
So she sang a whole song about how loving you is like loving Tyler Durden because it's just a fantasy. I know.
It was so smart.
It was so funny.
I was just impressed.
So I don't think that you guys remembered this, but she is the girl just after Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez broke up.
Yeah.
Okay. He went on like an Instagram silence for a while.
Uh-huh.
He broke his silence by tweeting a picture of Madison Beer.
Is this the girl that he tweeted? I didn't realize that.
And everybody was freaking out because they thought that they were dating.
Yeah.
Because she looks a lot like Selena
Gomez. She really does, yeah.
So, I don't know. She was talking about, Justin Bieber tweeted me and I was like, you're that girl?
She was 13.
She was 13
when
years
Justin
old.
Bieber signed her. As you can tell, we became big fans of Madison Beer.
Yeah, we really like Madison Beer now.
Tonight, G-Eazy's going to be there. And who's the other one who's going to be there?
Dawina.
Dawina's going to be there. Thank you. So make sure you're following us on all of our socials. That's the best way to do it. Unfortunately, it's a house, so we just can't let everyone in.
Yeah, and it's a very nice house, but it's not huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I got a bunch of emails last night. We had the Struts on our show last night.
Dude, in the six they were awesome.
Great. My favorite.
So funny.
Because they were just old school British rock.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It was very The Clash. It was very The Who. They
Velvet
were great.
Coats, aquanet hair,
yes.
And all. It was
yes.
really cool. I know. We were sitting there interviewing him. I was like, huh, Crambo.
I
threw out all these hipster words.
Oh, yeah. From across the pond.
Yeah.
And I felt like an old school radio DJ talking to them.
Yeah.
Because they were huge back, like that style was big in the 80s.
Right.
And I was like, oh, look at this, like a blast from the past. So
mm-hmm.
they were really nice. They put on a good show as well. That interview will be in our podcast today. So if you're a Struts fan, make sure you download that. Wanted to just download a second and make sure we talked about Festival House and we haven't really, we didn't speak this morning at all. So.
No,
this is the first time we've caught up with each other at all.
We still got to talk about the fact they put us next to the buffet, though.
Oh my gosh.
Because I got issue with that for tonight. I can't do it again.
I'm so full still.
I know, me too.
I
can't. I
didn't eat anything, so let me tell you,
Monroe
I'm fine
and
with it.
I crushed the meatball tray in a big way. All right, Monroe. Let's kick off this Friday with Pocket Full of Sunshine.
This is so cute. So there's a high school junior in Denver named Andrew Regan. He has Down syndrome, but he recently went viral. He's actually an athlete. So his high school, they have this unified basketball team where differently abled kids get to play together in like a less competitive environment, which is pretty cool. Yeah. We need more of those. Anyway, there's a video of him after he snagged a rebound in a game last Friday and hit a buzzer beater from half court.
Oh, that's cool.
He hit it from half court. It was,
that's awesome.
And his teammates and coaches absolutely went crazy. It was only the third quarter, so like it wasn't a game winner. But it's the kind of thing that most of us like dream of doing, right?
Never
like,
was able to hit one. I could barely hit a two-pointer. So.
And it wasn't just luck either. Like his friends said that he actually practices that shot all the time in his driveway.
That's really cool. Yeah. Awesome. Jackson, let's do the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. It's all powered by YouCare. It's inversion season. Try transit, carpool, or trip chain to show YouCare. Visit youcare.org for other ways you can help improve our air quality. Bill Hader talked about what he did after the Emmys, and I'm just going to let him take it from there.
I don't like the parties and stuff I'm always a bit kind of awkward at, so I went to In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah!
I went to the In-N-Out Burger, and they give you a nice car when you go to the Emmys, and I'm in the back of the car, and the thing rolled down, and I'm paying for my burger, and the woman goes, didn't you just win an Emmy? I go, yeah. And she goes, can I see it? And I show her the Emmy.
Right.
And she goes, who else is in there with you? I'm like, it's just me. And she goes, oh, baby, that's sad.
I don't think that's sad at all. That's exactly how I would leave the Emmys.
It's a great night.
Yeah.
There's a lot of celebrities that do that, though, because they've starved themselves up to these big award shows.
Oh, yeah.
And then they just want a burger and fries after.
Oh, after Biggest Loser finale. So the finalists, we were all sequestered from each other, so we couldn't interact with the rest of the cast. But because they wanted our reveal to be, like, live on TV.
Yeah.
So I hadn't seen any of my friends. I hadn't looked at a carb in 6 months. And so as soon as I got in the car after finale, I turned to the guy who was driving me. I'm like, I don't care what we do after. I'll do any media outlet. I'll do whatever you want. But if we don't go to a Carl's Jr. right now, I am going to burn this city to the ground. So yeah, first things first.
Was it the best burger you ever tasted?
You don't know what food is like until you haven't eaten for 6 months. It is like you couldn't have convinced me that it wasn't a restaurant quality.
Right.
Like Gordon Ramsay couldn't have made a better burger, honestly. Matt LeBlanc was on Live with Kelly and Ryan yesterday, and he said that he's glad that new generations, thanks to Netflix, are getting introduced to Friends. But his favorite part, or my favorite part anyway, he had a kid walk up to him and ask, hey, are you Joey's dad?
Isn't that awesome?
Aww.
My kids are into Friends because we've been binge watching it. That they've now been kind of like checking it out when it's on, and they climb into the bed when they're supposed to be sleeping and stuff. Like, yeah.
Kids love Phoebe.
They like Ross.
Really?
Yeah, because he's like this dorky character who's always kind of like...
Has
dinosaur toys. And like last night we were watching one where he went to the tanning salon and kept getting sprayed in the face.
Oh, that's the best.
And they thought it was the funniest thing.
Ah, yeah. I liked Ross too. I feel like if I was going to date a Friends cast member, it'd be Ross.
It'd be Ross?
Yeah.
Really? Ross?
Dude, his dinosaur toys, my bobbleheads.
That's a good point. I'm a Chandler fan.
Chandler, 100%. Chandler all the way. Market Watch says the average person will use someone else's Netflix without paying for 26 months. That's the average.
My father-in-law is the worst.
He uses your login?
Yeah, my husband keeps giving it to him, but then he'll watch the same shows that we're watching, and so then I can't tell what episode I was on.
Make your own profile. I keep telling you this. It's so easy.
I'm old. It's really complicated for me.
It's not complicated.
You see how
gosh.
Netflix is running that new program where they're going to be able to figure out if someone else has your artificial intelligence?
I respect it, man.
Well, when you're giving those numbers out, I'm like, well, no wonder they're spending this money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's $10 a month.
Yeah.
And you get all the TV you want. It's crazy. Yeah. Uh-huh. People don't bat an eye spending $15 at a buffet. You know what I mean?
True. Yeah.
You can pay $10 for Netflix, especially your dad.
Dude, I fight with my husband about it all the time. It's like, quit giving him the password because I change it, you know?
Oh,
but
so
isn't it this generation stealing the cable box? You probably don't remember, Jackson, but there was a time when like you would ask like the cable guy, like, hey, can you hook us up for free or give us the black box, which would give you like all the channels, and you'd spiff them like $50.
Wait, what?
I didn't know any of this.
This was a thing that people did. Yeah. You didn't know that either, Monroe?
No.
Everyone gather around. Listen to old man Watkins talk about the cable box.
It's not that long ago.
That is the Showbiz Beat.
All right. Before, we're broadcasting live from Festival House this afternoon. Jackson, you have another event you're doing up in Park City.
Yeah. So Nuzzles & Co., that's an animal rescue that I've worked with for a really long time through Mix. They do awesome work. They are doing a puppy snuggle lounge for the stars. So they're inviting all the celebrities to come down and snuggle puppies today at the Skull Candy headquarters at Kimball Junction from 1 to 3. It is open to the public now. It wasn't going to be, but come on by 1 to 3. I'll be there. The stars will be there. Puppies will be there.
We post on socials?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mix 1051 Utah. He's going to be performing at the DeJoria Center in Camas. Actually, we have all the details already up on our website at mix1051utah.com. Bill Engvall, everyone!
Yeah!
Okay, I want to apologize because I know I was supposed to call yesterday at 8:30, and then you guys were gracious, and I spaced. And then you guys said, okay, we can do it today at 8:30. And I spaced again. So apparently all those commercials about memory loss and all the pills you need to take, I probably need to watch those a little more seriously.
Bill, what is happening in the 8 o'clock hour in your household to cause such chaos?
I wish I could tell you it was, you know, I'll be honest with you. You know what I was doing? I was trying to figure out how to add a printer driver onto my laptop. That's where my life is right now.
Sure.
John gets that. John fights with our printer like nobody's business.
It is my arch nemesis in life, Bill. I understand.
I'm going to tell you, this whole technology thing is just really passing me by. I'm not a big fan of the cell phones and the laptops and the internet and social media. So, you know, I'm thinking basically I'm going to put in an application to get on that Life Below Zero show just so I can just live in the woods. And you guys every once in a while tune in and go, wow, he doesn't look good. He must not be eating.
Bill Engvall is on with us. Hey, Bill, Sundance is this weekend. I'm shocked you're here in town. I thought you'd head out, maybe put up the house for Airbnb, you know?
Well, I don't do that because there's a couple of reasons. One, I don't want anybody sleeping in my bed.
True.
Because God knows what people would do there. And then what I do is I just try to stay away from downtown and all the pibs.
The pibs?
The people in black. Because apparently that's the uniform of Sundance is black Uggs, black tight pants, black puffy jacket.
Oh, my gosh, it's true.
And I actually was laughing so hard the other day. We were downtown. And, you know, we just had that huge storm come through.
Yeah.
And there is a woman wearing black stiletto shoes trying to walk in the snow. I'm like, sweetheart.
What?
You don't look cool, and B, you don't look comfortable.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
That is so true. So you don't do any of the parties? You'll kind of stay away from it all?
No, you know, for a couple of reasons. Number one, I've never invited, so that's a good
okay, thing. There you go.
Yeah. Let's call a spade, you know? Yeah. It's like I'm not good in the middle of crowds, and which is so funny because my wife says, "Will you perform in front of them?" I said, "That's because I'm away from them. I'm not in the center
that's
of
barrier.
Them."
Yeah,
and I tend to lose my cool when I hear somebody say, "Don't you know who I am?"
Mm.
And my answer is always, "Well, I guess if I did know, I would have called you by your name."
Bill Engvall on the phone with us right now. Bill, you know, we talked yesterday about how Ray Romano, for the first time, is going back and doing stand-up. And we feel like all of these comedians from the 90s are kind of taking another swing at it. What's this about? Like, I mean, you're in the group. Like, are you guys all, like, just on a chat board saying, like, now's the time to try it out again?
No, you know what I think it is, guys? I think that's how addicting this little lady drug is. Like when I'm doing the show there at the DeJoria Center, there is no, you can do all the TV and movies, and they're fun to do. Do not get me wrong. But there's something when it's just you and the crowd that is just so much, there's nothing that can touch it. And I think what happens is a lot of guys like Ray and Jerry and these guys, they take a step away from it, and then they realize how much they miss it. You know, I always, you know, listen, I've been doing it for almost 40 years now. And in fact, I think this is the 40th year. Wow. And if I were to step away from it, I think I would miss it because there's just something about it. It's when it's when it's all clicking and you're playing beautiful venues, there's, you know, it's, and also, you know what the other thing is? I'm my boss. It's like, I don't have a 20-year-old telling me what they think is funny.
Right.
And, that we need to, I need to give a little more, you know, it's their stand up is just such a wonderful, wonderful venue. And I'll tell you what, even so more so now in this, the way the temperature of this country is right now, people gotta laugh. I mean, yeah. You know, it's you gotta have that outlet valve, and it's wonderful to be able to provide that. You know, and that's why like when I do my shows, you guys well know. You know, you were there. You see, it's a clean show. Everybody can go, it's nice to know the feeling that when people leave, they feel a little better than they did when they got there.
No, and I got to, that's one of the things that I love about your show is how it is clean and it's just going to make you laugh and then you can go home and you're not going to stew on it for the entire weekend. So.
Yeah. And you know, listen, I'm not Disney on Ice. I'm not trying
No.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to get there and go, what's with that Frozen girl?
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
But, you know, I always tell young comedians, you can talk about whatever you want. Just do it in a clean way. I mean, you know, I think the thing is you got to give your audience the respect they do that. You know, if I say, like, if I'm on stage and I say my wife and I were getting romantic one night, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't need to go into the details of it.
Right.
And it's also, I think it makes the joke stronger.
No, we agree. I mean, that's how we try to do our show each and every day. Bill Engvall, he's going to be at the DeJoria Center in Camas. Tickets available. Details up on our website, mix1051utah.com. Bill, thanks. I know it's kind of confusing, so I appreciate you calling in and getting this done, man.
But listen, I owe you guys for letting me, you know, I really wanted to hear the guy like, yeah. Yeah, I didn't. You know, I can hear you guys say it. I didn't think Engvall was that kind of guy. You know, like usually he calls in, he's on time, and
well, you've been so good over the years. So no, seriously, we figured something had to be happening, and we were blaming it on our person. So don't worry about it.
No, it's me, and it's called getting older.
I gotcha. We're gonna send Jackson up to help with your printer.
Good, great, please.
Oh no, here we go.
All right, Bill, we'll talk to you later.
Guys, thanks. Bye bye.
Since it's Friday, let's play the show.
Yeah.
Can I tell you?
Yes.
Of all the like hump day, it's Friday. Yeah. I really like your Family Feud.
You like the Family Feud more than all of them,
I
huh?
I do.
More than my hump day, yo?
Yeah. It's exciting.
Do it.
Hump day.
Yeah, I love hump day. Look.
The
look
feud
how excited
is so much
they
better.
Look at the smile on my face when
He's
I get a
so
yell.
So happy.
At. Yeah, exactly. All right, Family Feud, morning show Family Feud. Here's how it works. I've got a list this time around since Sundance is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our festival house. I've got the top 10 best movies of all time, okay?
Of all time?
I'm ready.
And I will tell you, this is not on ticket sales. This is on a website. These are not my top 10. This is just some guy
He's
who
like
put together a
choice.
List.
Oh, man.
Sure.
It's going to be stupid movies.
This is not going to be stupid movies.
Gonna be dumb movies.
You get one right, you hear this, and then we'll put you into a drawing for tickets to see comedian Bill Engvall, who's just on with us tonight at the DeJoria Center. Let's see, Monroe, you go ahead and go first since you complimented me bringing this in. Yes.
Star Wars.
Show me Star Wars. Yeah, number 4 on this list.
Oh, okay. So it's like pop culture movies.
Something
stupid like Citizen Kane, is it?
You want? Is that your guess?
That's
Citizen
my
Kane?
Guess.
Citizen Kane make this list.
Okay, I like this list.
I like Citizen Kane.
Everyone is supposed to like Citizen Kane, but no one likes it.
It's
and
good.
I am convinced.
It's a story. You don't get a story like that anymore.
Everything's a story.
No.
I told you some stories this morning. Am I going to get an Academy Award? No.
Monroe, back to you.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
What?
No. Although we did find out, which none of us had a clue, it won Best Picture.
Yeah. Return of the King.
Return of the King, yeah.
I had no idea.
That movie changed my life. So good.
Return of the King did?
Yeah. Did you not cry through the whole thing?
No.
What?
I never, you know what? I love the books. I didn't like the movies.
I love the books too, though.
Top 10 greatest movies of all time. Jackson, back to you.
How about Titanic?
Man, that was my next one.
I love Titanic.
Show me Titanic. Not on this list.
Stupid list.
It's not a stupid list. It's a good, solid over here.
All right.
So defensive.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. And that's like what we're getting a lot of text messages on. Forrest Gump. Not on this list.
That's crazy.
How do you get your
Forrest
list?
Forrest Gump's great.
Let me just go over again because I feel like that should be on. No, it's not. Have you watched it lately?
Yeah.
Forrest Gump. I still love it, but I just wonder in today's climate if you could get away with some of the stuff they get away with in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Like, are you talking about him being differently abled?
Yeah, the, everything.
And the racism.
And the racism and all that because of the time.
I think so. Well, because it's not only in itself a 90s movie.
Yeah.
Like, it is the 90s.
Yeah.
But it also shows historical moments, and you can't hide the fact
I agree
that
with
this
you.
Country was incredibly
I
racist.
I agree with you. I'm just saying the way the world is today. Jackson, back to you.
You bunch of racists. how about the Harry Potter franchise?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? You're in the penalty box now after that one.
Those movies.
So Monroe gets to throw out, hold on, Lord of the Rings and Star Wars? I've never even seen a Star Wars. They're not important.
This text says, what about the Avengers movies?
Okay.
No. No. Star Trek? Nope. These are big movies. Saving Private Ryan? No, not that one either.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Although, one of my favorites. Top 10 greatest movies of all time. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hey, it's Wacy. Good morning, guys.
Wacy, good morning to you. Big plans for the weekend?
Not really. No, I have to work tomorrow, so.
Bummer. Let's try to get you then tickets to see Bill Engvall tonight.
Yeah,
top 10
that'd be great.
Greatest movies of all time.
I'm going to say Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
Show me Shawshank Redemption. Oh, yeah. Number two on this list. Yes. Number one on the list for TBS, because TBS plays it constantly. Just
every
on the,
day.
Just on the loop.
It's great. I watch it every year.
Wacy, you're in the drawing.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
So far, we only have two movies that have been guessed. Shawshank Redemption and Star Wars. That's
your
it.
List.
It's the top 10 greatest movies of all time in honor of the festival that's going on right now in Park City. If you get one right, we'll put you into a drawing for Bill Engvall tickets. He's playing tonight at the DeJoria Center. Want me to read some text, or do you guys want to go?
I think I got this one.
You got this one? Okay,
yeah.
Let's hear it.
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind. Had a few of those text messages as well. No.
Yeah, Gone with My Patience is what that movie is called. It is boring, too.
They re-released it in theaters, so I went to see it.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I forgot there was an intermission in the middle.
Yeah.
Where you have to get up. They're like, all right, you can clear the theater for 15 minutes, and we'll start the next 2 hours.
Go stretch your legs, because you're going to be stuck here for the rest of your life.
I don't think I went back in.
No, you shouldn't have.
Right. Brenda says, It's a Wonderful Life. Jocelyn is saying, Meet Joe Black.
I'm sorry.
Sorry again.
What did you just say, Jocelyn?
You know, with Brad Pitt.
I know.
Meet Joe Black. Doesn't he play like death?
It was a great show.
It's just crazy because this is like the fourth time this week I've heard of Meet Joe. Is it playing on TV or something?
I haven't heard in years. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. No. The Quick and the Dead. I enjoy it. Not on this list, though.
How about E.T.?
E.T.
Oh, good one.
No.
Okay.
May says, what about Fight Club? Yeah, Fight Club's on here.
Tyler Durden.
We talked about, maybe we can find the audio, that last night at our festival house, Madison Beer sang a song she wrote for one of the main characters of Fight Club.
It was really good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is good.
Monroe, back to you.
What about A Streetcar Named Desire?
Stella! No.
That's really hard.
It's from the movie.
This is really hard.
I'm going to start Googling.
This text says, what about Schindler's List? Yep, Schindler's List, number 7.
Sophie's Choice.
Sophie's Choice?
Boo. No. You know what? John picked a list specifically with no Meryl Streep movies on it because he hates Meryl Streep. He hates her.
If there was a Meryl Streep, I would have taken it out and added something
and
else
and replaced
in.
It with Meet Joe Black.
I would have put any Glenn Close movie in because she's the true hero.
I'm going to beat you to death. How dare you?
Breakfast at Tiffany's? No.
The Godfather.
The Godfather. Mm. Number one. There Whoa. You go. Now you're getting it.
That's fair. That's a good one.
We're getting through this. Dirty Dancing?
I do love Dirty Dancing.
Top Gun? Okay, people who are guessing Harry Potter. I've already yelled at Jackson for this.
I don't understand why. It's one of the highest grossing movies of all time.
Top 10 greatest movies. You want to hear the list?
Yes.
Yeah, you basic.
Number 10. It's not my list.
It's okay. You're still basic.
It's Rankers. Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, I did like Raiders. I like Temple of Doom more, but whatever.
Can kids watch that? It's on Netflix now.
I know. I've been debating also.
Yeah.
Let me know if your kids watch it and what it does, and then I'll let them.
Because those 80s movies, they were pretty racy.
It's a different time. Number 9, Fight Club. Number 8, The Matrix. Now remember, The Matrix changed the way movies were done.
It did, except for 2 and 3.
Oh, it ruined it.
Fell hard.
They ruined what they had.
They should have stopped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number 7 was Schindler's List. Number 6, Goodfellas, which I think is better than The Godfather. Mm. Number 5, The Dark Knight.
Oh.
Of all time, listen, The Dark Knight was good. I really liked it.
Uh-huh.
But of all time movies, no.
Number 5 of all time.
No.
Number 4, Star Wars. Number 3, and we had a few texts on this, Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty good. Great.
Oh, John Travolta. Sam Jackson.
All of them.
Yeah.
Uma Bruce Thurman. Uma.
Bruce. Come on, Brucey.
I'll never look at a pocket watch the same way again after that movie.
You can't.
Number 2, Shawshank Redemption. And number 1 of the greatest movies of all time, The Godfather. All right, Monroe, I know some people are trying to shake off the week. Why don't you give them a pocket full of sunshine?
You know, sometimes Reddit, they just knock it out of the park.
Ooh, okay.
So this thread going viral after someone asked people to name the nicest thing that a complete stranger has ever done for them.
Yeah.
Has a stranger ever done?
We had a stranger last night come up to the three of us
compliment
who happened to be just, we were doing our broadcast and he just sat there and listened to our show and he's like, I'm not from here. I've never heard you before, but I got to tell you, I really enjoyed listening to you guys and it like made our night.
Yeah.
And it was so validating. I almost started crying. I can't handle things like that.
I know. And he was like, nobody tells you when you're doing a good
job. Yeah.
You're right, man.
It was really cool.
Right. That was cool.
Yeah.
Some of these highlights, though, are so awesome. So this person says, I lost my keys in college, and they turned up in my mailbox the next day with a note. Someone found them, figured out which dorm I lived in, and then tried every single mailbox lock until they found the right one. Like, somebody took a lot of time.
Oh, that's bonkers.
I am way too lazy to be that helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
there was this guy at a bar with his girlfriend when a random dude walked up and said they seemed like a sweet couple. Then he handed them 2 free tickets, said that he couldn't go at the last minute, ended up being front row seats to see Prince.
Oh, that's cool.
We tried once. We grabbed a bunch of extra tickets, like up close, and we walked around this. It was USANA trying to give people on the lawn tickets to get moved up. And no one would trust your good nature.
Yeah, they thought it was a scam.
Yeah, and they would like ignore you. And you're like, no, here, I'm not asking for anything. I work for the radio station. And they just would like completely just ignore you.
That happened to me at a Royals game.
Did it really?
Like, we had some extra tickets. Like I had 2 extra seats at the last minute. So I just walked up to like the line where people were purchasing them. And I'm like, 2 free.
Right.
You can just have these. So I felt like just dropping them on the ground or something and having someone find them.
They like start reaching for the pepper spray.
Yeah, like, right?
No, I'm trying to help you.
This one's pretty cool, too. So a guy was on a bus talking to his wife about how broke they were. Then someone tapped him on the shoulder and said that he dropped cash on the ground and ended up handing him $40.
Oh.
Just to make him not feel bad about taking the money.
That is cool.
Right?
That's so really
cute.
Good. So those are good for a Friday. Jackson, let's do it. Your show biz beat.
Let's do it. It is all powered by the Sound Art Experience. Hey. Sound Art Experience integrates flat panel speakers with Bluetooth technology, then covers it with custom art or your business's logo for the best in hidden sound. And City Creek and at thesoundexperience.com. They're awesome.
Yeah, like I said, we have a logo in our studio that we just have hung up, and it's on Bluetooth. And we play music, good sounding music, out of a piece of art.
It's cool. It's straight up, it just looks like our logo.
Yeah.
It's a piece of art, but then it plays music. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They're really, really cool. So check them out. Weezer just dropped their teal album. Here's the thing. They got their black album coming out in March. And so leading up to that, they decided to release a 10-track LP that's nothing but covers, mostly of 80s songs. Oh, it's so good. So I wanted to play a few of them for you. The first one I've got is Scrubs by TLC. Scrubs is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging yes. at the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. In the car, then you're walking. Oh, yes, son. I'm talking to you.
Oh,
I love No Scrubs.
Any excuse I get, I can get to listen to No Scrubs.
Right. You know what's weird about their covers, though? They didn't do much, like the Toto one. They didn't change them much. They just sang the songs
yeah.
as the artist intended.
Which is why I like the female covers more than the male covers, yeah. because it just feels like the same song.
Yeah.
But they did also cover Take On Me, and it's pretty good.
I love it.
Yeah, me too. I want this album.
It's kind of punk. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. It's not,
like
that's
it.
A hard song to sing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They also covered Billie Jean, and I think that might be one of my favorite from the album. Careful who you love. Be careful what you do. Cause the life becomes the truth. Hey,
hey. Billie Jean is not my lover. Very Freddie Mercury. Doesn't
yes,
it sound like that to
I agree.
I wonder if I could find some of the songs in their entirety. We could just have fun. It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And just play some of them.
Okay.
We can do it.
Look, yeah. we were playing Africa on the station for like a year.
I'll teach you how to pull things from YouTube. It's really easy.
No, I know. I got to just see like a...
I'm just kidding.
Check
I'm just
some messing. Legal things here.
Yeah, it'll be fine. the Breaking Bad movie, which is already in production... according to Complex Magazine, a lot of the original cast is coming back for it.
Oh, good.
Including Bryan Cranston, Aaron Paul, and Kristen Ritter.
What has Aaron Paul been doing?
Waiting for the Breaking Bad movie yeah. to come out?
Yeah.
I liked him. He was a big star.
He was a big star because of Breaking Bad.
He didn't really do anything much else, though, did he?
Yeah, he was in a movie, a racing movie.
Okay.
And it was really good.
Okay.
All right.
Although I can't remember the title.
the Albuquerque Journal, so their local paper down there, says that the movie will track Jesse's escape and quest for freedom.
But Brian, spoiler, Brian Cranston can't be in it.
He died.
Yeah.
Well.
Are you saying like...
Did he?
No, I don't believe Brian Cranston would do that to that character.
I don't think that they'll let him survive. I think it'll be flashbacks or... like imagination. So like as Aaron Paul is
running.
Escaping, he's gonna think, well, what would Walt do in this situation?
Gotcha.
And Bryan Cranston will kind of talk to him that way. I hope, honestly, that's how they play it, because otherwise they ruin the whole franchise.
He's gonna walk right out of the flames like a Terminator.
He'll be there. Dun, 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 dun.
The situation, he's been in prison now for a week.
Yeah.
And he's getting teased relentlessly in
of
prison.
Of course he is.
Here's what's but not because of Jersey Shore. Here's what's going on. He had a lot of tough talk heading into prison about how he doesn't think the other prisoners are going to be able to keep up with his workouts because he works out so hard.
Oh.
So the prisoners are like, all right, come on out to the yard with us. Work out with us. He lasted 10 minutes before he puked and fell to the ground, not being able to breathe.
What kind of workouts are they doing in there?
Well, that's all there is to do.
That's a good point.
Everyone was laughing because he was trying to be a big show off and couldn't last even 10 minutes. He's not really being rude to anyone. It's just like goofy middle-aged dude who seems like he's stuck in the 90s.
Yeah.
And everyone's just teasing him for it.
Word.
They're not wrong.
That is the showbiz beat.
All right, thanks, Jackson. We're doing Choose the News, asking you to pick the story you want to hear. Jackson, your story is?
I can get you less stressed, but we're going to have to get a little weird.
Monroe.
The worst bank robber ever.
And mine, two words, ketchup caviar. This text says, we're splitting the car today, one for Jackson and one for Monroe. Jackson, I love being weird and definitely need less stress.
Aw, yeah.
Wes is saying, going for Monroe because I love stupid criminal stories. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Eden.
Hey, Eden. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You doing anything fun for the weekend?
No, just chilling.
Okay, very cool. Well, Eden, go ahead and choose the news.
I want to hear about ketchup caviar.
It's classy and delicious. All right, hold on. We got to put you in the drawing, okay?
All right.
Hi, Max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, go ahead. Choose the news.
Okay, I got to go with Jackson's story. I struggle with a lot of stress because I'm a college student, so.
Yeah, you ready to get weird?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Brooklyn, what school do you go to?
I go to Utah Valley University.
Very cool. Right on. What's your major?
Journalism, actually.
Oh, well, I hope you do better than us.
Well, thank you.
Hey, hold on.
I think you guys are doing a pretty good job.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on. We got to put you in the drawing, okay?
Okay, thanks.
This text says, my boyfriend and I are waiting to start painting and always looking for ways to get unstressed. So two votes for Jackson. Let's get weird.
Yeah.
Let me tell you right now, there's nothing that's a test of a relationship like painting together.
You think it's going to be easy?
You think
like, in a night, we'll knock it out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but then you have to wash the walls, and you have to repair holes, and then you have to sand. And
if you're planning on painting together and doing an IKEA trip in the same day, you might want to swing by a divorce lawyer and just knock it all out at once.
Well, I'll tell you that there's two stories that got a lot of votes. One that that did not get many.
Sorry, John.
It was me.
Okay.
So it was really close between the two of you. But the winner today with 45% of the votes is Jackson.
Again?
Yeah.
Killed it this week.
It was like every day this week.
You beat Monroe by just a few votes today.
Poo-poo-poo-poo-poo. I'm doing finger guns to these two. Poo-poo. It's really cute.
That sounds like a bird.
Let's not get into this. Five weird things that can make you less stressed. So this comes from the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. This is a study that they put out that said these things are little things that can add a lot of undue stress to your life, but it's things that you don't think about working on. So you think maybe take some time off work, exercise, but here are some other things that you can do. Number one, wash the dishes. A 2014 study found that people who practiced being mindful while washing the dishes by smelling the soap and feeling the water temperature felt more inspired and less nervous when they were done.
No!
Yeah, I actually use it
as... Do you know how frustrated I get when there's like dried food?
Oh.
You guys can't rinse off your plates?
Washing dishes to me is like a stress...
It's so relaxing.
Yeah, and like getting the food off, it's like if someone would go outside and like whittle.
Yeah.
It's my whittling.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's fresh and it smells nice. It's like a jacuzzi for your hands.
Yeah.
I love washing the dishes.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
Nope, not in my house.
All right, cool. How about number two then? This has to be for you, Monroe. Decluttering your home.
Oh, feels so good.
Yeah. Research suggests that having a cluttered house can cause increased levels of the stress hormone cortisol throughout the day.
Yeah, I will tell you this. I can sleep better when my house is clean. I lay down at night just thinking, okay, everything's done.
You did
go to bed.
Tidying up last week, so is the house still clean or has it just been destroyed?
Dude, it is.
It is?
It is.
All right, good.
With two kids and a husband?
My daughter's all into it now.
That's awesome.
She likes to clean up her toys.
All right, this one's a little icky, but interesting.
Go on.
Sniffing your partner's laundry.
I'm sorry.
Nope.
A study last year in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that just smelling your significant other's clothes can make you feel calmer because you enjoy their scent.
I'm telling you right now, if Jen walked in and I was just in the laundry, we'd be seeing a therapist.
Yeah.
That's where we would be going.
Well, between me and you, I think you should anyway. Because after she caught you dancing with one of her camisoles.
That's right, exactly.
She really got weirded out.
Yeah, it's true.
Number four, exercising in a group. So you think about going out, hitting the treadmill for 20 minutes, getting some energy out. But exercising in a group reduces stress 25% more than working out alone, which is pretty cool. And then number five, dwelling on your failures. In a study last year, researchers found that writing about your previous failures helped people be less stressed about the difficult situations that they encountered later on because they were able to go back and say, what happened last time I felt this, read about the solution, and knew that they were going to get through it. So it didn't feel as daunting as it did the first time.
Did you ever do that?
No.
I know.
It seems like slapping yourself in the face over and over again.
See, I write constantly. Yeah. I'm always writing stuff down, so I do this, but just as a way to vent. But I will say, I go back and I read some things, and I'm like, A, you're a rage monster, and you need to calm down. But B, it actually does help me put things in perspective. Like, okay, but this time last year, I was in a really bad spot, and I'm doing all right now.
This text says, don't sniff the laundry, but I do wear my husband's sweatshirts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing.
I don't know. There's something weirder when you just talk about like the laundry.
Picking it up instead of wearing it.
Yeah. To me.
Yeah, it is different.
Monroe's story, my story will be online, mix1051utah.com. We tell them each and every day in our podcast. Fiance Friday, if you happen to have never heard Fiance Friday before, welcome. This is where we put on our detective badges, mm-hmm. and we go out and we just try to figure out if someone is cheating or not. And we're really trying to help those who are about to say I do so they don't make the big mistake. They're not putting that ring on and then they're finding out that the person they're with is a creep. That's the best way to describe it, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
And today we're going to do that with Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you feeling?
I am pretty nervous. I have listened to a few of these go really wrong.
Yeah. that'll happen.
Yeah, my coworkers and I listen every week, so that adds to the stress. But I'm just going to tell you what's going on.
Wait, so okay. Do you think your coworkers will be listening to this Fiance Friday, then?
Ooh.
Yeah, they encouraged me to do it.
Okay, you are brave.
Oh, egging you on. Oh,
all right. Well, tell us what's happening.
Okay, well, I recently got engaged to Scott. He proposed over Thanksgiving when my family was in town. Then after we got engaged, we moved in together. And it's been really, like, smooth sailing. There's been no reason to have any stupid fights. But the weird thing, Scott, like, never comes home on time. Like, I don't even know what it is or what's detaining him, but he takes hours to come home, and I'm trying to make dinner. I'm trying to, like, be, like, a little homemaker,
mm-hmm.
and he's 3 hours late. And he always has a weird excuse, and I just don't know what's going on.
Yeah, especially when you're newly together, you would think he'd be rushing home after work to see you because he's excited about this new...
Yeah.
Right?
If I'm not number one, what is?
Yeah.
Unless, do you have any annoying habits? Do you like chew your fingernails or something? Is there something that he's asked you to stop doing that you won't stop doing?
Like he doesn't even want to live there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. That's why it's so strange.
Let me ask you this. Did you move in to his place or did he move in to your place?
I moved into his place.
You moved into his place. Okay.
His domain.
Yeah.
So he should even want to get home even more.
Because
you know?
I was thinking maybe he moved into her place and he was like, I don't like this at all. And he's still paying rent on the old place.
Oh,
he's
yeah. We've
back,
had that before.
Yeah, playing some Xbox.
Uh-huh.
Hanging out with friends.
I just felt like it's a little disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because I keep trying to make dinner and do something structured. And I know that maybe structure scares him, but he proposed. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then why don't we figure out what he's doing after work and why he's not coming straight home to you. If it's okay with you, we'll grab Scott's number and we'll call him next for Fiance Friday.
Baby, wake up. Baby, wake up. Good. I'm waking you up.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Fiance Friday trying to help out Becca, who recently got engaged to Scott, and they just moved in with each other, which is always an exciting time, except for the fact that Scott sure doesn't seem excited. He's not coming home at night. Like, Becca's
That's
sitting there
weird.
Going like, I cooked dinner, like, where are you? And then like 3 or 4 hours later, like, finally he's showing up through the door. And
there's probably some an adjustment period, though.
I get there's an adjustment period, but at the same time, again, this
if you're moving in with someone that you're in love with, you should want to get home to them immediately.
Yeah,
I'm not saying you've been married for 15 years, you got a 7 and a 6-year-old at home, and you're sitting in your garage having a cry before going inside. Not that that's ever happened.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like personal experience
at all.
Right,
exactly. Becca, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, guys.
Okay, we're going to call Scott, and we're going to offer him a sensual couples massage. And we're going to see if he wants to bring you or if maybe there's someone else that he's seeing in the evenings, and that's who he wants to bring, okay?
Oh, this is horrible.
I just need from you permission to have Scott's voice on the radio.
I mean, it's fine by me.
Okay, great. That's all we needed. Jackson, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, is this Scott?
Hey, yeah, it is.
Hi, Scott. This is Jackson calling from the JJ&M Massage Parlor. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Hey, doing good, man. The reason I'm calling you today is because we're just trying to get the word out about our new massage parlor. Have you heard of the JJ&M Massage Parlor?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. So then I don't even have to sell you on it. Hopefully you'll just come in and do it. We're hoping to give a few free massages out to people who are going to come in, get a nice relaxing massage done, and then you and a romantic partner would just hopefully tell a couple of people about the parlor, try to get our foot traffic up a little bit.
Oh, all right, then, yeah, that sounds cool.
Awesome, man. So it would be
what
you
I
and
do?
A not much, man. Honestly, it's a couples massage, so it'd be you and a romantic partner together, side by side. And then after you're done with your massage, we just move you over to the Serenity Room. To get that appointment booked, all I need is your name, which I already have. It's Scott, right?
Right. Yeah.
And what's the name of your romantic partner?
Becca.
Hey. All right.
Yay!
Oh, good.
Becca.
Okay. Good. Hi, Scott.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, I'm sorry. You're no longer speaking with Jackson. This is actually John. You're on the radio right now on Mix 105.1. Monroe's here as well. How are you?
I'm good. Why am I on the radio?
Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay, I think. In fact, your fiance, Becca, is on the line as well. Hey, Becca.
Hey, babe.
Are we on the radio?
You want to tell Scott, Becca, what's going on?
Okay, this is kind of a weird way to do it. Where are you, like, every evening?
Wait, like I told you, I work late sometimes. I got reports and stuff.
Sometimes you're, like, hours late, and you know that I'm cooking.
Okay, all right, but you know, like, besides work, traffic sometimes, things just happen. Well, I may stop off at the store before I come in.
Well, Scott, I got to tell you, we do this thing called Fiancé Friday on our show, and we try to catch cheaters in the act. And you not coming home every night, it makes Becca feel like something else is going on, and it seems like you have an excuse always. So that's why we're calling.
I'm Becca. I'm not cheating on you. I'm
then
not.
What are you doing?
Like I said, some things come up, and I got to take care of it. I can't come home straight home all the time.
We're just curious, like Scott, what's going on? Like, what is keeping you from going home? Like, are you taking on a second job to help pay for the wedding? That's fine if you are. Like, we've heard those kind of things, but I feel like Becca needs to know because you're obviously having a lot of different excuses.
Oh, jeez. I'm cheating, but not cheating like she thinks I'm like she's thinking.
Oh.
Wait, no. I'm not cheating with a woman. I'm cheating.
Oh my God.
With dinner.
You're cheating on what?
I'm cheating with the dinner.
With the dinner?
Wait.
Yeah.
Are you eating someone else's cooking?
No, not eating someone else's cooking. This is ridiculous. All right, so I appreciate it. She, like, since I moved in, like, she's been cooking, like, every night, you know, and I appreciate it. You know, she's doing her thing. I appreciate what she's trying to do. It's so sweet. But honestly, Becca, babe, like, you're a terrible cook. I'm sorry, baby.
That is not funny.
I love you to death.
Wait.
Becca, I love
serious?
You to death,
That's
baby.
Really
I swear, I've tried.
Mom.
I've tried so hard. But it's just sometimes the chicken is burnt and raw at the same time. I don't know how that's even humanly possible.
Oh my gosh.
I'm seriously scared for health at times. You know, I don't even make suggestions to her, like, you know, the online delivery services that give you the step by step, and even those, like, she just ruined them.
Okay, all right. Look, I'm gonna say on the positive, Becca. Scott hasn't been cheating, right? This is good.
That's good.
This is good.
And you can get better at cooking.
Her coworkers are listening to this.
But they know it's
girl.
Just the cooking. Yeah. They know the only thing he's been cheating on, if the only woman would be Betty Crocker. That's it. Like, you should plan on going over to Wise Guys West Jordan because comedian Ben Bailey will be there. You know him from Cash Cabbage. He's in studio right now.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A
Look at a round that. Of applause. Thanks, guys. Right? Yeah. How's it going?
Good. We're actually doing a Facebook Live right now, so if you want to see Ben Bailey in all his glory, head over to facebook.com/mix1051Utah.
It's just me in all my glory.
That's right.
Looking exhausted because I got in at 1 a.m. Oh. And I have weird long hair. Kind of strange. I don't know what's going on with my hair.
Can I tell you, your hair threw me off?
People are like, is that the guy?
Right.
What's that?
Your hair threw me off when you walked in.
I'll bet it did. Yeah. Yeah. I know, it's strange. And I'm growing it for a reason. Like, I'm right. It's for a role in a movie that I'm going to make.
Oh, okay.
So you're doing it to yourself.
It's a screenplay that I'm writing, and sure. I know that when I'm done, I'm going to want to just shoot it because I love it.
Yeah.
And I need to have, like, some crazy, weird long hair for it to work.
That's amazing. It's really ridiculous. Great.
That's so strange. Weird. Yeah.
Every other day, I'm like, I got to get rid of this hair. It's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I'll be like, I think it looks kind of good.
Are you styling all different ways? Are you trying different things?
I was going to say, really. Pretty soon you can rock the man bun.
That's right.
Oh, wow. I hadn't even thought about that.
One day.
Man bun. That's a whole new realm for me. I don't know if I can handle that.
Comedian Ben Bailey is going to be at Wise Guys West Jordan. And when I knew you were coming in, I was kind of getting nervous because we have a Ruth Chris Steakhouse. And I know you have a love for Ruth's
Steakhouse. I think it's the worst name for a business. I have a whole bit about it.
Yeah.
And when it's funny, when we parked, I go, oh my God, they have a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in the building. Is that why we're here?
It was all a ruse.
We were going to Ruth's Chris headquarters.
We were going to have Ruth's Chris come out and actually just whoop you.
Like, was that a guy named Chris who's owned by Ruth? Like, that's the whole gist of the bit. It's like, how is that the name of a place? Is a Chris Steakhouse a type of a steakhouse?
Have you been to a Ruth's Chris before since doing the...
not since I wrote that bit.
About it. Yeah.
But I went to one. I went to, like, it might have been one of the first ones. It was in L.A.
Okay.
There was one in L.A. Like, that's the first place I saw one. And a buddy of mine, like, had some success. He moved out there from New York. He was on a show. He was like, hey, I want to take you out. We're going to go to this place. They have the best steaks in town. It's called Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And I was like, that is the worst name of a steakhouse that I've ever heard. But I didn't do a bit about it.
Yeah.
Until years later. I was like, that's a bit. How come I saw another one? And then I saw a sign for Fifth Third Bank, which is actually a bank. So like the whole bit is about both of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I don't know. It's a terrible name. Great steaks.
Comedian Ben Bailey. He's going to be at Wise Guys West Jordan. You can get tickets at wiseguyscomedy.com. You know, you said that you're growing your hair out for a movie, but you just finished a film that I was watching this morning.
Oh, you watched Blam?
I watched Blam.
Badly Written Action Man.
Tell everyone about Badly Written Action Man.
Well, it's kind of in the name a little bit. It's basically like, I always love those like 80s action movies, like Commando and, you know, the movies where the hero always has like a quick but bad kind of one-liner, but it's always concise and quick. Like
right.
He stabs a guy to a wall with a giant knife and then Arnold is like, stick around, you know.
Yeah.
They're always like those quick, short. So I was like, wouldn't it be hilarious if there was an action hero character who his lines were not quick and kind of funny like that. They were like wordy and awkward and,
so
and they just like badly written. So
yeah.
And then I originally the idea I put it down as Badly Written Action Star. And then somebody, a friend of mine was like writing back and forth with me about it. And he wrote, and so he abbreviated it, BWAS.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait a minute. And I'm like, if I made that Badly Written Action Man,
blam.
Then that's Blam, which is like Bam, badly written.
You know? Yeah.
I love it. And I still love it.
That's solid.
The only, so that's so his name is Blam. You know, everyone calls him that. And that's who he is also.
Yeah.
The funniest part about it. Not the funniest part about the movie, but the funniest part about the name is that it also stands for Black Woman Asian Man.
I did not know
so,
that.
I didn't know that either. So if you Google that, you're going to find some other stuff.
So that's a warning.
Okay.
So my goal for Badly Written Action Man is to actually take over so that if you search online, you get that instead. So I got a big road ahead of me.
The video, it's not long, the movie itself.
It's 9 minutes long. It's a short, it says episode one. We were thinking about making a little, you know, like a web series out of it. Or who knows? I just like the idea so much. And I started producing my own stuff a few years back. And So we just did it, and it fell together, and I love it, man. It's really fun.
And it's getting traction.
It is. It's doing well, yeah. It's getting good responses. People are quoting the lines and stuff.
You seem shocked that it's doing well.
Well, I mean, whenever you make anything, it's like, who knows what's going to happen with it.
Right.
It feels like the most likely scenario is you put it out there, and it just falls on its face, and that's it.
Right.
You go, oh, well, it was fun to make it, but this way it seems to be catching on a little bit. So
comedian Ben Bailey, Wise Guys Wes Jordan, tonight and tomorrow. You can get your tickets at wiseguyscomedy.com. I was reading about you before you came in. I mean, I watched you on Cash Cab, but I didn't realize you actually had to become a licensed taxi cab driver.
I did.
Was that for the show?
Yeah, that was for the show, yeah.
Okay.
I was never a cab driver
until I
got Cash Drive. I had to get a hack license and everything. Yeah, it was a big deal.
So what does that involve? Like, did you have to go through a training process?
It was a huge ordeal, man. It took like 6 weeks.
No.
From the first audition to when I actually signed the deal and had the show, it took 6 weeks.
A former Uber driver. It took me like a day to become an Uber driver.
It'd be funny if I just punched you in the mouth as soon as you said that. You son of a! It's like if this was a part of The Simpsons, that's what would happen.
That's exactly right.
I just would have punched you in the face. It took one day, really.
Oh yeah, it takes no time to become an Uber driver.
It took forever, man. I had a lot of hoops to jump through.
Yeah.
First, there were several auditions, and then it was like, all right, can he actually do it? You know, can he drive and host a show at the same time?
Yeah.
And there was a crash course. I had to like the last audition was all the EPs from the network and the production company were in a minivan. And I had to drive them around and pretend I was hosting the show.
Throwing pigeons at you and see if you could dodge them.
Well, they were messing with me. You know, they were putting a lot of pressure on me to see if I could deal with it.
Yeah.
I screwed up right out of the gate. I drove out of the parking lot. I missed the exit and I drove off the curb.
Awesome.
So the whole van was like, boom, 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 out into the street. Like, can we start now? Can we start again now that we're in the road?
Well, and it's crazy, too, because you said when you filmed 30 Rock, because you made a Cash Cab appearance on my favorite show, 30 Rock.
Yeah, that's
where.
Right.
They like on 30 Rock, they shut down the street and like everything's there. All the extras are there. There's no one that's not there on purpose.
Yeah, it was so weird because I was in the cab still and I was used to just driving around for real on the streets, actually driving, you know. But then when we're shooting 30 Rock, you know, Tracy's in the back and we're laughing, we're having a good time, and they're like, cut, and then like everything stops.
Yeah.
All the people walking, all the cars. I'm like, this is magical. We have control of the whole scene.
To be able to do that every day.
Yeah. It's so much easier. You know, I don't actually have to worry about trashing or anything.
Oh, no.
It was fun. That was really fun. Tracy was hilarious.
Comedian Ben Bailey. You can see him tonight and tomorrow. Wise Guys Wes Jordan, wiseguyscomedy.com. We were really excited to know that you were coming in this morning. So I hope you enjoy the next few days and sell them out. Go see him. Don't go up to Sundance. Don't go walk around Main Street. Go see a good act tonight.
Yeah. There you go. I like that. That sounds good.
And go to Ruth's.
And
Chris.
Go to Ruth's.
First, go to Ruth's.
Right, exactly.
Ruth's. And then go over Chris. There's a th- and then a s and then another s and then another s all the way at the end.
Jackson, one final time. Let's get to the showbiz beat.
We keep talking about the Super Bowl.
Yes,
big game.
The big game.
It's coming up real quick. Super Bowl tickets. 4 Super Bowl tickets on the 50-yard line at the Patriot side of the field have sold for $95,000.
I've always said I wish I ever had enough money to be able to blow $95,000.
Without winking.
Right.
Yeah, you got to think, whoever's paying that, they're not thinking much about it.
No, that's nothing to them.
That's fine. Just pay it. Let's go.
That's Monopoly money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of $95,000, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have my people move some money around.
Exactly.
Like they don't have that on them.
Made that an interest in the day.
Yeah. I'm going to quit this job, just so you guys know.
Oh.
Because there's currently a job that I think I'm way better suited for.
What is it?
I tried this radio thing. It's not working out. But Now TV is holding a contest called the Box Set Sabbatical, where they will pay someone $45,000 to do nothing for a year. So you have to quit your job, take a sabbatical, and do nothing for a year but binge watch TV shows.
Oh, I'd be so much better at that than you.
I would be, excuse me. You just watched The Handmaid's Tale. I'm there for it. I live for it.
Wait, why are they doing this? What's the point of it?
It doesn't say, honestly. Uh-huh. It just says, post a video or photo telling us why you deserve to take a year off streaming box sets. tagging at Now TV, hashtag box set sabbatical. So I'm assuming, I'm not sure what Now TV is. Is it maybe a new streaming platform and they're just trying to get traction?
Isn't it like a cable network?
Hold on. Now TV is a telecommunications company, operations in the UK, Ireland, and Italy.
Oh, I'd love those shows.
Yeah, it's like Comcast in the UK.
Okay, so maybe they have their hand in, like, they get a portion of the sales when they sell box sets.
Maybe.
So
I don't know.
That's what they're doing.
Huh.
All I know is that I'm going to really put a video out for this and and just hope that it gets any sort of traction.
Right.
Because that's truly my dream job.
I've been training my whole life. Think of a marketing campaign, though, and $45,000 really isn't a whole lot.
Yeah, in the long run?
Yeah.
No, it's nothing. Halsey told Billboard magazine that she secretly works as a cartoon voice actor. She does it under a different name, so no one knows it's her. She just loves doing it.
Halsey?
Isn't that cool? Halsey. So she's done, like, Scooby-Doo. She's done American Dad. She's done a lot of, like, little bit parts in a bunch of different cartoons.
Well, challenge accepted, Halsey. Now we got to figure it out.
Yeah, I know. I want to go, like, watch a bunch of stuff and be like, wait, who's Halsey? She said, I have a weird voice, so I embrace it. I'm pretty animated. Which is crazy because when I see interviews, she's kind of mean mugging.
Uh-huh.
Like she's very serious.
Can you imagine though when she gets into the recording booth and no one else is around?
And she's just like, oh, a doink. Right. Yeah. Or whatever.
Is that how you think her voice goes?
Yeah. Is that not? All right, cool. Michael Strahan told Time magazine that he and Kelly Ripa no longer talk. He said, I learned through all that went down with Kelly, you can't convince people to like you.
Whoa.
So we all believe that Kelly is America's sweetheart. Don't get me wrong. Lord knows I love Kelly. But she must be a monster.
Yeah,
but he didn't really handle it right. He didn't tell her he was leaving. She found out like the day it was announced.
Probably because he was afraid of her.
So, I mean, I understand where she's coming from.
If you're really good friends with somebody, though, you will take the time to sit him down.
I agree. At the end, they should have talked.
Yeah.
Leah Remini. You know how Leah Remini is like best friends with J-Lo? They were in a movie together recently, but they've been friends for years. J-Lo put out something on social media asking Leah Remini to do a 10-day no-carb, no-sugar diet. So just like, hey, join me on this thing, my friend. I want you to just be there for emotional support. Leah responded and said, nope, not going to do it. I'm going to go eat now. Maybe a plate of pasta, some cookies, but y'all have fun with that. She was not even entertaining it. That is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson, thank you. All right, during the Showbiz Beat, Jackson talked about this job that you can get paid $45,000 to binge watch TV for an entire year. That is what they're going to pay you to do.
And you wouldn't even have to convince me. I'd probably pay $45,000 for that job.
That's what you said. You said you are a big binge watcher.
Yes.
And then Jackson was like, no, I'm the big binge watcher in this group.
Okay.
I have the top 10 signs you are a box set binger. So I've got 10 things that you would do if you're truly a binge watcher.
Okay.
I want to see who does more of them. So it's kind of like a never had a, have I ever. Key points if you have done any of these.
So should we close our eyes and just raise our hands and then you'll tell us the total at the end for each?
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
So wait, how's that going to work? Because we do radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Ah, man. We should have planned this out before we got on the air. The good news is I don't think anyone's listening right now.
No, they never do. who has stayed up all night to finish a season of something?
Okay. Me.
All right, so both Monroe and Jackson there. Hold on, I gave you both points. Who has lied to friends and family about plans so they could stay home and binge watch both Monroe and Jackson again?
But to be fair, I wouldn't have gone to those plans anyway.
I
was just using it as an excuse.
I lied to my husband. Oh, no. You go ahead. Go to that party without me, babe. I got work to do.
Work.
Who has made an excuse to leave work early so they can binge watch Jackson?
Oh, what?
Well, I knew
no,
you
I have
didn't.
Not.
I knew you didn't have a doctor's appointment every day for a week.
Yeah. I also left Festival House last night with the excuse. Are you ready for this?
Huh.
I told everyone I have to go because I have to wake up so early. I do a morning show.
Yeah.
You understand, right? And everyone's like, oh, yeah. Get out of here. Don't worry about it. I went home and I watched the Ted Bundy confession tapes last night.
You did that after Festival House?
How do you watch that before you go to sleep?
That's like nothing. I'm so desensitized at this point.
Who has taken a sick day from work to binge watch?
Oh, yeah.
Jackson has.
Yeah. Not a problem.
No, I have not.
Not from this job, but from previous jobs.
Monroe, I'm just learning that you're a good employee. That's what I'm learning.
Okay,
for
thank
this.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's it like working with two mediocre employees?
Who has canceled on a date be hard, I guess, from an owner. Yeah, Jackson, I'm sure
has.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
I can't admit that on the air. My husband's listening.
Have you ever been on public transport binging on your phone and missed a stop?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
No. Have you ever skipped a doctor's appointment because you wanted to finish what you were binging?
No.
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 But I don't go to the doctor, so that's not fair.
Have you ever skipped a job interview?
No.
No.
Monroe, have you ever forgotten to pick up kids from school because you were busy binging something?
I have binge-watched something to the point where I fell asleep and got a call from my daughter. Hey, Mommy.
Oh, I left my dog at the groomer once because I didn't hear the phone ringing because I was really into Handmaid's Tale.
Well, I got to tell you, with 5-2, Jackson, there you go. Congrats, man.
What
you
up?
Got it. You are the biggest loser.
It's whatever.
Jackson had mentioned that he watched the Ted Bundy tapes last night on Netflix.
Chilling.
And Sandra sent a text saying, my husband and I were watching the Ted Bundy tapes as well. Fill me on, is this a new documentary? What is it exactly? I know Netflix dropped it just yesterday.
So yeah, it just came out yesterday. It's a 4-part series. It's called Confessions of a Serial, or Conversation with a Serial Killer.
Yeah.
The Ted Bundy tapes. And I actually think it's going to be the first installment of a series of different serial killers. But it is people telling the story of Ted Bundy, and they go way back to and they talk to people who knew him throughout his whole life. So like people that were from Burlington, Vermont, where he was born, people who worked with him in Seattle, people who worked with him here in Utah, they interviewed everybody. And then in between their stories, they play the actual confession tapes where Ted Bundy himself on death row talked about the crimes.
That and talked about his life.
I don't know if I could watch it.
So the inspector, like the detective who was the one that captured the tapes, he tells the story about how he gets in the room with Ted Bundy. He puts the tape recorder on the table.
Yeah.
Ted Bundy picks it up and swaddles the tape recorder like a baby, and then he just starts going. The detective didn't even ask him a question, and Ted Bundy just picks it up and he goes, this is Ted Bundy. This is the date. I want to tell you with as much confidence the real story of what happened. And he just talks with the recorder swaddled in his arms, talks to the recorder.
Is he bragging? Is he letting it go because he's been holding on?
I think he's lying. Because he's a known liar. Like he was able to spin things. He was a real charmer.
Right.
So he was able to basically spin whatever. So I think a lot of it's made up, but also a lot of it was substantiated with physical evidence. And I think it was just one of those things where he knew he wasn't getting out of it, but he was hoping to win some sympathy. Because that was his whole gimmick in court, too, was be so charming that they can't kill you. And, obviously, they didn't.
It did not work. Is there someone from Utah who's in the documentary that you feel like we can track down?
Maybe. I'll do some Googling.
All right.
But, I mean, if they're willing to talk on a documentary, I'm sure they're willing to talk to us, Yahoos.
Monroe, will you be watching this?
I'm interested.
Are you?
Scary.
Yeah, it's so cool.
I'm interested.
Right.
I don't know that I can do it, though. It does sound terrifying.
You do it first, and then you let me know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yesterday, we were doing some press for Festival House in Park City, and we ended up going over to KUTV Channel 2 for Fresh Living.
Mm-hmm.
Monroe wasn't able to go. He had plans that were already made.
Yes.
So
that's not why she couldn't go.
I was binge-watching.
You were binge-watching. So we walked across the street because we're really close over there, and we were told to be there at 10.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got there, they're like, oh, yeah, you're in the C block. You'll have to wait till for like an hour.
Yeah, that's C block, for those of you that don't know TV terms, is the end of the show.
Yeah.
We were the last people there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know,
we saw people
good.
Come and go.
You closed the show.
And we
okay,
still
guys?
Sat there. And then we're finally getting in. And we're excited because we get to be on TV, and we're excited to, it was actually only Brooke that day. Everyone else was out sick.
Oh, no.
And so we're like, oh, we can't wait. We're going to meet Brooke, and this will be great. And we walk in, we're like, hey. And she's like, oh, my gosh, guys, where's Monroe?
Yeah. First words out of her mouth.
First words.
She's my girl crush. I'm not going to lie. Like, she's the coolest person ever.
Didn't realize that you guys were besties. She was, her face, when she realized that it was us.
Just the two of us.
And not you. Oh. And she had to still act excited.
I have a photo strip of us together in a photo booth.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. We're wearing hats and glasses and doing funny things.
Oh, man.
She's playing guitar on my leg.
See, no wonder she was excited. She was bummed to see us, but excited because she thought you were coming over there.
Yeah.
And she brought it up three different times.
Yeah, you kept getting brought up during the interview. Yes. I was like, what am I, chopped liver? Like,
Brooke, we're here right now. Come on.
We're putting in our effort. We're trying,
right,
dog.
Yeah.
I name drop her as often as I can.
Oh, she name drops you just as much, yeah. Just so you know. I have not heard a story like this in a long time. I feel like they used to be all the time, and then doctors got good about it. But a Massachusetts urologist has been reprimanded for accidentally removing a kidney from the wrong patient.
What?
How does this happen in this day and age?
A lot of times you go into surgery and like even on limbs that they're not touching, they like do not remove.
Yeah, and marker.
Yeah.
You know, I had a surgery for something. It was very, very minor, but they had me actually like circle my like the area on myself.
Oh,
like,
you actually circled it.
You do it.
I'd be like, no, you can do it. You're the doctor. Let me watch you do it. And then, like, we'll move on from there.
Yeah. You take that little marker.
Yeah. Albert Hubbard Jr. was confused with his CT results after another patient who had the same name had a scan done and was like, where'd my kidney go?
Wait, this was supposed to be a scan. What happened?
Oh, that's so horrifying. I don't even know what I would do.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. Also, what a waste of a good kidney.
Yeah. The doctor's being reprimanded. I mean, that doesn't seem harsh, right?
I do get confused when they like look at me and they're like, okay, is it the left side? Is it the right side? And like, how do you, is it your left?
Yeah, right.
Is it my left?
Your left or mine?
House left? Right, house right. Stage left?
Stage left. You're right. Let's get on the same page.
Stage left.
Doc, man. So Justin Bieber right there, he is the one who actually signed Madison Beer to his record label when she was 13. Monroe, you told a story earlier this morning. Madison Beer, by the way, was performing last night at Festival House. We just played her song like two songs ago. It's called Hurts Like Hell. And you were telling me that a lot of people thought they were dating.
Yeah, because it was after the break with Selena Gomez, and he kind of went Instagram silent, and then he came back and he like tweeted her or something, and the internet freaked out because she looks a lot like Selena Gomez. And they're like, he's dating her and yada, yada, yada. But, it wasn't.
I think she's prettier than Selena. There, I said it.
Wow.
That long white coat that she had on last night.
Right.
I was like, I could never wear that.
By the way, Monroe made me feel all creepy. After I asked an innocent question.
No, it was not innocent.
What's your innocent question?
Last night, first of all, I didn't know we were supposed to do an interview. And all of a sudden, like, hey, grab the microphone, do a quick interview. So I just go up there.
How do you just.
And I was like, where are you coming from? And she's like, Paris. I'm like, well, that's interesting. I'm going to go with this. So I'm like, tell me about that. She's like, I was at Fashion Week. I flew out here. She goes, so we flew overnight, got in, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, you got to get to Utah. So 5 hours later, I'm on a plane to Utah. And so I asked, when you fly at like those kind of flights, do you drug yourself or do you just stay up and watch and like binge something? And Monroe says, I was creepy for asking that question.
So it sounded like what's your tolerance level?
It did not sound like that.
See, now that's creepy. Not even the creepy part of that interview, because he goes on to say, now, how often are you home? He's like, you're traveling a lot. How often are you at your house?
Right.
Almost like he's gathering information to break in later.
Congratulations. Congratulations, John. Once again, your mug is up on a wall. Somewhere.
Do not let this guy near
That's
Madison
ridiculous.
Beer.
Ridiculous. And you guys ask that question, it's fine. I ask a natural follow-up question.
Yeah.
How is that natural? That didn't even occur to me. Like, really? What do? Take drugs and sleep? That's
really?
Awesome.
Do you take drugs and then go home? Is your door unlocked?
What's your combination
How
to your
hard
house?
Is it to get in?
Right. What kind of security do you have over at your house? Fine. Speaking of arrests, a Connecticut woman was recently arrested for driving while under the influence of pure vanilla extract.
Oh.
I think I've heard of that before. People drinking that.
Yeah, I didn't realize this, but she had slurred speech, reeked of vanilla, failed sobriety tests. In order for vanilla extract to be considered pure vanilla, it has to contain no less than 35% ethyl alcohol, which makes it 70 proof. So if you down multiple bottles of it, I guess you will get drunk.
Yeah, you You smell great.
Right, exactly.
You smell so good.
All right, are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Did you know there was almost another Disney park in America?
Ooh, where?
Where?
Ohio.
Ew.
Ohio.
In 1960, Cedar Point Amusement Park in Sandusky, Ohio, made a deal with Disney to convert into a Disneyland.
No way.
But before the final paperwork was done, I don't know what happened. It fell through last minute.
Why?
I don't. Wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to go out to Disneyland, Ohio. What do they call it? Disneyland, Disney World?
Yeah, I mean, that's what, because there's Disneyland, there's Disney World, then you have Euro Disney, Disneyland Tokyo.
That would be like Disney Midwest or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Disney Sandusky.
But it would be cool, too. I bet it'd be the best of the Disneys. Podcast, podcast, podcast. This is your podcast extras.
Extra.
Let's do it.
Was that a song that I'm supposed to know?
Bum, bum, bum. Oh, it's a Flintstones.
Like Game of Thrones?
Bum, bum. I thought you were going with the Game of Thrones thing, and then you really threw a wrench in it
halfway. It's the same.
Podcast. Podcast extra.
What was that word?
Podcast extra. But I had to do it in a way that fit the tune.
Trying.
All right, posty. We're
not trying that hard. If we were trying, it would sound better.
Barely trying. All right, who wants to go? Monroe, you want to go?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I've got the worst bank robber ever. This happened in the UK. This guy has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for only successfully robbing one of six banks. So the problem was that he would walk in with a scarf over his face.
Uh-huh.
So nobody could understand what he was trying to say. So he's like, what?
It's fantastic.
So he finally succeeded on the sixth try, ended up getting less than $600, but he was busted by cops after they released surveillance video of him. Now they are calling him, the cops, the worst bank robber ever.
You never want that.
Pretty bad.
You don't want to be called that by the cops. You don't want them mocking you.
Yeah, you don't want to be the worst anything ever. Even if you are a criminal.
Right, exactly. Like, you want to, if you're going to do it well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heinz has a new product for Valentine's Day. Ketchup caviar.
Just
gross.
I mean,
why?
It's not what you think. They took ketchup and they rolled it into little round balls like caviar. So there's no actual fish eggs.
So there's dried ketchup
and
in ketchup?
The packaging is fancy, and it comes like in a gold tin with like how caviar does.
Uh-huh.
And they're only giving it away on Twitter. You can't even buy it. They're making it really, really nice.
You know how when you open up the ketchup bottle and there's like the ketchup from last time you used it, like dried around the edges?
Uh-huh.
Is it just that, like with ketchup poured on top of it?
I think so.
Okay.
Gross, first of all. Second of all, why are the English so obsessed with ketchup?
The only thing that they make well over there is fish and chips, okay? So you gotta have ketchup.
I feel like we're just as obsessed here with ketchup and ranch dressing as they are over there.
I would say that our national dish is ranch dressing.
You think it's ranch over ketchup?
Oh,
we own the ranch. We own it.
It's ours.
And then Chick-fil-A sauce?
Yeah, uh-huh. I think that's the hierarchy of sauces.
Right, that's how it goes, yeah.
And then for a while it was the Szechuan sauce from McDonald's, thanks to Rick and Morty, but that craze has pretty much died down.
Blue cheese? Would you count that in one of the top five dipping?
No!
I think it's popular, but I wouldn't call it iconic.
Okay. Barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. To be honest, though, we just love a sauce in America. That's what I'm saying. Like, the Brits are not seasoning people. They don't like sauces or seasonings. They pretty much eat ketchup and gravy.
Right.
I don't want to taste the meat. I want to taste the sauce that's on the meat.
I'm not here for noodles. I'm not here for meat. I'm not here for bread. Those are just vehicles for the sauce.
Sure.
If it was socially acceptable, I would just eat sauce.
That's disgusting.
But here we are. I'm a sauce guy, 100.
Here we are. All right. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Have a great weekend if you're listening to it on Friday. If not, hi. Thanks for listening as well. We'll have a brand new episode back on Monday. Bye-bye.